Time now, 36 minutes past eight, and anti-Semitic incidents in Scotland have doubled in the past 2 years, according to the latest data from the Community Security Trust. That's a charity which monitors hate crimes targeted at this country's Jewish community. Well, Efren Borowski is the director of the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities. He's with us in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of these figures then?
Well, I can't say they're unexpected. And not only because we've all been aware of what's been happening, particularly since October the 7th and the pogrom, there is no other word, then, but in fact because the trend has been in that direction, sadly, for years. And I know you had Mark Gardner from CST on earlier, and he was making some of those points, which you also just quoted in the news. Mm. But I think one of the things that concerns me is that this has become normalised. And to quote David Baddiel, Jews don't count. We have politicians who are actually saying that anti-Semitism isn't a form of racism. We've had people saying that the Holocaust wasn't racist because it was, quote, just a spat between two lots of white Europeans. Now, that's appalling. And if that's how people frame that in their own minds, then it's not surprising that there's people have less of a conscience about it.
If we look at the figures then, 68 incidents in Scotland in 2023 compared to 34 a couple of years earlier. And why do you think people think this behaviour is okay?
You'd have to ask them that. I mean, there seem to be lots of different motivations. One of the worrying things, I think, this time, and the CST report points this out, is that in general, a lot of anti-Semitism is actually perpetrated by European white right-wingers, for want of a better expression. This time, there was a very significant shift, and a lot of the perpetrators were identified by the victims as being of Arab, North African, Asian appearance. Now, of course, that's only appearance. But I think part of what that signals is just the willingness that people have to form teams. It's either our team or their team. And that's what's behind a lot of this. I mean, you get 10-year-old Jewish kids attacked because they're Jewish, because that's associated with a country in the Middle East that they may never have visited or have no association with whatsoever, but they're in the other team. And I think it's that mindset that society at large needs to move away from.
Do you know, anecdotally, what form these incidents take? So is it the shouting of abuse? Is it more physical? What are you hearing?
Well, I asked the CST yesterday for the statistics for Scotland, and I can tell you that 60 of these 68 incidents were what they call abusive behaviour. Fortunately, only a handful, four, were actually assaults and none were serious. And a couple of examples of damage, desecration, threats, and one incident of leafleting. But one of the things I'm always aware of is that these statistics are obviously dependent on reporting. And we know across the entire picture that hate crime is very, very much underreported. And members of minority communities, whether it's the Jewish community, whether it's other ethnic religious minorities, whether it's disabled people, just regard it as a fact of life and don't even bother reporting it. And that, again, is a very worrying psychological attitude in society at large.
How much higher do you think incidents might be then, over and above what's officially reported?
I've no idea, but I've got a clue. And the clue is that consistently, and this is quite remarkable, I mean, I've been working out these figures with an Excel spreadsheet for the last 15 years. And consistently, the per capita rate in Scotland is 80% less than the rest of the UK. Now, that's quite remarkable. What I can't say is why that is, but it's a suggestion that maybe it's more underreported in Scotland. I can't see any reason why the real figures should be different in Scotland from the rest of the UK. And in that case, we have a worrying problem of underreporting.
What would you like to see done about it then?
Well, we do have at least verbal support from the Scottish Government, and as Mark said earlier, Police Scotland are amongst the best police forces in the UK for this, and I want to commend them all for that. But frankly, you know, the strapline of the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities is representing, connecting and supporting Jewish people in Scotland. And we need more help to do all of those. We need to be able to represent what's on people's minds in Scotland. And we need to give them support, whether it's just, I don't know, trauma support services, or whether it's assisting them by anonymously reporting incidents. Because when we have incidents in very small places, where there isn't a Jewish community, and people genuinely feel, whether it's true or not, that they're the only Jew in the village, then they have a problem. Because if they report it, they make themselves even more of a hate figure. And one of the things that concerns me, and again, I know Mark mentioned this, is university campuses. We had a meeting with the First Minister a couple of weeks ago, and one of the themes was Jewish students from around Scotland were saying, A, they were being made to answer for what's going on in the Middle East. Everyone's expected to be an expert just because of who they are. But also, they felt that they were being treated as the Jew, the campus Jew, who had to respond on behalf of all Jews, all Israelis, the Israeli government, the Israeli army, and so on. And again, it's this business of silos.
OK, well, thank you very much for joining us, giving us your thoughts this morning. Efren Browski there, a director of the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities.
It's just coming up to 9:15.